I was robbed recently. A woman brazenly swiped my purse from underneath my chair in a crowded cafe. Without an ATM card or photo ID, I couldn't get cash. When I mentioned this to Eddie, the guy at my neighborhood corner market, he promptly handed me $300. Pay me back whenever, he said. While I've been buying my lunch from that particular corner market for years, Eddie doesn't know my last name, where I live, or when I'd return to repay the kitty, if ever. What's more, he's a Palestinian Muslim, and I'm a Jew. We often joke about our ethnic differences in the few minutes between my ordering and paying for my lunch. If all Muslims and Jews got along this well, we'd say, there'd be peace in the Middle East. Beyond those brief exchanges, I hadn't given it much thought. That is, until he unceremoniously loaned me $300. In the past couple of weeks, the world has witnessed the financial collapse of banks, making it nearly impossible for regular folks to get loans, credit cards, and mortgages. Perhaps what Wall Street has forgotten is that trust is the basis for seemingly risky transactions, and that trust is built on relationships. I have no real relationship with any of the banks I do business with. My credit card is embossed with the name of the airline that gives me frequent flyer miles. The mortgage holder on my jumbo home loan has been bought and sold so many times, I'm not quite sure of the bank's name anymore. And I haven't had FaceTime with a real-life bank teller since ATMs emerged in the early 1980s. I'm not saying we should go back to the days when deals were closed with handshakes over late afternoon martinis, but perhaps we'd all fare a lot better if we had genuine relationships with the people and institutions that are holding our money. As for Eddie, I paid him back within a couple of days and brought him a home-cooked meal in lieu of interest. I think he was happy with the arrangement. With a perspective, I'm Debbie Findling.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.